Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Ministers will this week discuss plans for emergency planning laws, which would enable the government to bypass existing planning laws and requirements for critical national infrastructure projects. The Irish Times is also reporting this morning that the grounds for taking judicial reviews could be narrowed to those directly affected by a proposed scheme. To discuss this, we're joined by Gavin Lawler, President of the Irish Planning Institute. Gavin, your reaction to these developments?
Morning. Well, I suppose there's an inevitability in terms of the swing back from John Collison's article, and also from the fact that the government is already looking in this area, and he was quite critical of JORs, as have others.
JORs being judicial reviews.
Judicial reviews, yeah. And the Land Development Agency CEO as well has come out and openly criticised it, as reported this morning. But I suppose one of the things we would say in relation to judicial reviews in the Institute, we've had them since planning has existed, and all of a sudden we have a problem with them, and we do genuinely have a problem with them. Mm. But the issue maybe is a little bit more subtle than just simply trying to curtail the living daylights out of people's rights. The issue sits to planning judgment. And so the judiciary have moved into a space that they normally would have been sacrosanct before. In other words, they're reassessing issues or certain issues as they relate to a case. And that has sort of become a problem simply because planning has become more and more and more complex, with more and more judicial interpretation required in relation to European law and other issues. And when one breaks it all back down, what's actually in fact happening is saying you missed an I, or you missed across a T.
Yeah.
And the issue is then referred back to Ombord Pleanála, who have to remake their decision. And if that wasn't bad enough, if you're the affected party that doesn't like the decision, you can re-judicially review it. There's no double jeopardy.
Okay. Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
So are you saying don't throw out the baby with the bathwater? Just change the bathwater.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that be very, very careful as to what you seek to do, because, you know, when you start to diminish people's third party rights, they tend to get upset and annoyed about it.
Yeah,
and
but are people taking the mick when it comes to third party rights? That's the question.
Some are, some aren't. And how do you decide who is and who isn't? And that becomes very, very, very challenging.
What about that idea that unless you have skin in the game, unless you are directly affected by the development, that you don't have a right to take a judicial review? I think a lot of people would say there's a logic to that.
There is a logic to it, but there are bits and pieces that are missing. So, like, you have an NGO who's interested in climate, for example, and thinks that something is fundamentally wrong from a climate perspective. Is it wrong that they should lose their opportunity to be able to judicially review because they don't have skin in the game, per se, directly? They're not directly affected. So, and you can write that into legislation that those agencies who are affected can take judicial review. But then when you try and colour things out, you maybe colour too many people out. And so deal with the symptom and the problem rather than trying to.
And sorry, just finally, the symptom being are judges being too dotting I's and crossing T's far too much in relation? Do they need to show a bit more common sense?
Well, they're dipping into areas of so I have to be obviously very, very careful not to mention any specific cases or any specific judgment, but the they're dipping into areas of planning judgment that they heretofore wouldn't have got themselves involved in. And they're opining on things that are where there's a subtlety in planning judgment, which when explained to the general public, and I'm not going to take time to do that now, some of them are very complex issues, but when they're explained, people go, oh, okay, that's fair enough. The judges aren't getting it. And they're applying a literal rule of law to some interpretations of logic. And that results in different opinions of as to how the decision should have been taken and gone about, which is creating inordinate amount of extra paper. So if you look at a planning application now versus a planning application 5 years ago, there's double, if not treble, the amount of paperwork.
It does seem crazy.
And it's to deal with those judicial interpretations.
Okay. Gavin Lawler, President of the Irish Planning Institute, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.